Exclusive: Georgia Senate candidate Gary Black seeks to challenge Schumer rubber stamp Raphael Warnock. By Ashley Oliver on June 7, 2021. Republican Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black, who is seeking to unseat Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, next year, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday that Warnock is merely a rubber stamp for Democrats' most far-left agenda items, such as eliminating the filibuster and court packing. Black told host Matthew Boyle that Warnock has got to go because of the Georgia Democrats' willingness to vote in favor of any item Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, is interested in passing over voting on behalf of the needs of Georgians. He'll vote to end the filibuster. We end the filibuster, we pack the court. We pack the court, we erode constitutional rights. That's a simple equation, Black said, adding Warnock is reading the script with a rubber stamp. Listen. Black said of President Joe Biden's intentions to raise taxes, such as his administration's proposal to set a minimum global corporate income tax and his proposed U.S. corporate tax hikes, we've got tax plans here that I'm sure that Senator Warnock will rubber stamp that could really, really change, even some folks that I think voted with him, what their future looks like for their children with the tax plans that these folks are contemplating. It's an atrocious approach. It divides America. Black is among several Georgia Republicans who have declared or expressed interest in challenging Warnock, who narrowly won his high-profile Senate runoff race in January and is now filling out the remainder of the term of former Senator Johnny Isakson, RGA. Black referenced Schumer's infamous line he spoke ahead of the runoffs, "Now we take Georgia, then we change America," which was repeated in various iterations by Republicans on the runoff campaign trail as a warning about the true intentions of the Democrat candidates in the race. "I remember those words," Black said. "Unapologetically, we are going to fundamentally change America, and you know I love America. I love Georgia, I revere the institution, the deliberative body of the United States Senate, and we've got to restore dignity and integrity there. It's just unbelievable we'd be here having this conversation. But I'm going to be fundamentally objecting to their desires to fundamentally change America every step of the way." Black pointed to upcoming legislation the Senate plans to address, including Schumer's China Competitiveness Bill, formerly known as the Endless Frontier Act, and Biden's infrastructure proposal. On the China bill, which the Senate will revisit Tuesday after the bill unexpectedly failed following multiple Republicans raising objections to it, Black said the current proposal drops the gate on security. Black called the infrastructure bill, which is still in negotiations, bloated and gave the opinion, shared by many Republicans, that the bill is packed with items unrelated to infrastructure. "Let's just spend our next generation's money again without any accountability. That's kind of what I see in this infrastructure bill right now," Black said. "We ought to get down to the things that are our priority, and we ought to fund those. I think that's what the American people want." Write to Ashley Oliver at Oliver@Breitbart.com.